Being politically engaged, whether on the left or the right, is like being in a massively complicated marriage of inconvenience while attending the family reunion from hell. And this week, ACT List MP David Garrett has stepped up to the role of the oddball uncle who smells of pee and feels compelled to vocalise every insane fancy that flits across the gaping void where his mind used to be. The report of the Family Violence Death Review Committee to Parliament this week makes sober reading, but listening to Garrett proposing paying $5,000 to any parents with a history of child abuse who decide to be sterilised makes me want to be anything but sober. Garrett posted this personal opinion on the ACT Party website, which is offensive enough to deserve being quoted at length. "It has become," he says, "a well-worn cliché that one needs a license to own a dog, but not to have children. Should this be the case? If one needs a license to have children, who should decide whether one is granted? Should it be possible to reach a point where a person, male or female, is made physically unable to reproduce further? If that is ever the case, who would decide? These are hugely difficult questions, but in my view, that should not prevent us having a discussion about them. Au contraire, Mr. Garrett, some things are so vile that they do not deserve discussion in any society with any pretensions to civilization. And when you post a comment on KiwiBlog asserting that checkbook eugenics is, quote, ludicrously cheap by comparison, end quote, to caring for real life children, you have well and truly jumped the shark. Still, let's have that discussion. Once we've stopped the dysfunctional gutter trash from breeding, why stop? Health and welfare are still the two largest areas of government expenditure. Over $31 billion in the 2008-09 fiscal year, according to Treasury figures. How much of that eye-watering sum would be saved by encouraging the elderly, the mentally ill, those with physical disabilities or other conditions requiring costly and ongoing treatment, like cancer, heart disease or diabetes, to consent to being spiked with a horse syringe filled with drain cleaner? Nothing compulsory, of course, just an option with the promise of a nice fat check to your next of kin. It's a rather bitter irony that last weekend saw ACT Deputy Leader Heather Roy open her keynote conference speech by quoting the American Declaration of Independence ringing assertion of the inalienable human right to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Well, Mr. Garrett apparently regards all of the above as optional extras. His party should be asking whether they agree with him or Thomas Jefferson.